This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Southern Illinois will have mitigation efforts go into place. Today, Region 7, Will and Kankakee counties, and Region 8, DuPage and Kane, will have additional mitigation efforts added into place. Over the last 2 weeks, the number of cases statewide has increased. While more tests are being conducted than in the early days of the pandemic, the rate of positive cases has also been climbing. Pritzker names bars and restaurants as a hotspot for coronavirus. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowToCater.com.
It didn't matter to nearly 50 million Americans who've already voted. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, the final presidential debate.
I am the least racist person in this room.
Abraham Lincoln here is one of the most racist presidents we've had in modern history.
I didn't say I'm Abraham Lincoln. I said not since Abraham Lincoln has anybody done what I've done for the black people.
President Trump and Joe Biden sparred and argued with less interrupting over a lot of issues like COVID.
I say we're learning to live with it. We have no choice. We can't lock ourselves up in a basement like Joe does.
He says that we're learning to live with it. People are learning to die with it.
And the president also brought up Hunter Biden's foreign business dealings, seizing on reports linking Joe to them.
The emails, the horrible emails of the kind of money that you were raking in, you and your family. And Joe, you were vice president when some of this was happening.
I have not taken a single penny from any country whatsoever.
Immigration policy was also brought up.
He had 8 years he was vice president. He did nothing except build cages to keep children in.
Now, Biden brought up the Trump family separation policy with kids here without parents now.
Those kids are alone. Nowhere to go. Nowhere to go. It's criminal.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more on that live.
Dave, a federal judge is telling the Trump administration to do more to help court-appointed researchers find the parents of 545 children who were separated at the border starting in 2017. Most of the parents were deported to Central America under the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy for people who crossed the border illegally. Volunteers have been going door-to-door in Guatemala and Honduras in a search for those parents, made more difficult by the U.S. government's inadequate tracking systems. Dave.
Tanya, President Trump will rally today in Florida. Joe Biden will speak in Delaware. America's listening to Fox News.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get someone who understands there's an art to listening.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored mm-hmm. small business solutions that make you feel
okay.
Truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
President Trump is back, and Newsmax TV is fully covering his rallies live and without interruption. Newsmax TV is rising fast. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly and Sean Spicer. Plus on weekends, Mike Huckabee, Michelle Malkin, and Diamond and Silk. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your guide. Get Newsmax free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Apple TV, Chromecast, Amazon Fire, and Samsung and LG. Or download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone and start watching now.
How to safely open schools in this corona crisis was also a topic in last night's debate. Across the country, some kids are back in class, others are still learning at home.
The Houston Independent School District teachers say in-person instruction is too risky, so they took Thursday off to be tested for coronavirus. Middle school teacher Miguel Reyes tells Fox 26 Houston social distancing for students isn't distanced enough.
They're only required to be three feet apart.
Middle school teacher Rachel Nash says air quality is her concern.
The windows are soldered shut, so we don't have any airflow.
The teachers want those problems fixed. The school district says their regulations are guided by local, state, and federal rules, and face-to-face instruction will continue with those protocols in place. Rob Dawson, Fox News.
U.S. Census counting has ended, and the government says it got to 99.9% of all U.S. households. And as they tabulate the numbers, it'll be used to determine federal funding and to apportion how many states get how many members of Congress. There is still a fight over counting people who are here illegally.
A panel of California judges echoed a New York judiciary panel's decision last month that the president's effort to manipulate House representation was unlawful. The California judges say it is also unconstitutional. The Justice Department has appealed the New York decision, which will be heard next month by the Supreme Court. The president has argued that those in the country illegally determining representation undermines democracy. The California judges also will not allow the Commerce Department, which oversees the census, to give information to the White House that says how many people are living illegally in each state. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are now up modestly before today's trading. In the NFL, the Philadelphia Eagles beat the New York Giants last night 22-21. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
It's National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. SIU Center for Family Medicine Decatur gives you a few things you need to know that could make you at risk. Changes in breast cancer-related genes, having your first menstrual period before age 12, never giving birth, or being older when your first child is born. Most women who are 50 to 74 years old should have a mammogram every 2 years. If you are 40 to 49 years old or think you may have a higher risk, talk to your doctor today. Make an appointment at SIU Center for Family Medicine Decatur at 872-3800. You've heard of United Way, but do you know the impact they have on our community? Find out more about the United Way and why your involvement is so important. Every Thursday at 8:30 a.m. on Byers & Company with the United Way Update. The United Way of Decatur and Mid-Illinois is working for a community in which everyone has the opportunity to be self-sufficient, whether that be ensuring that no family goes hungry, a child succeeds in school, or emergency and crisis assistance is always available. Listen to the United Way Update every Thursday, presented by Tate and Lyle. Improving lives for generations.
Here's a look at your WSOY three-day weather forecast. Today, we're going to have some showers and thunderstorms likely. The high is 68 and happening now. It'll be 45 later by this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 35. For your Saturday, it's going to be partly sunny with a high near 52. And Sunday, partly sunny with a high of 52 and a chance of rain. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 66 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:06, and this look at your weather was brought to you by SIU Center for Family Medicine in Decatur.
Good morning and welcome to the Friday, October 23rd edition of Byers & Company, the DPS 61 Spotlight presented by Tate and Lyle. We'll talk to Dr. Paul Frigo. Check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. The folks from Brinkotter and Macy's has laid off Santa Claus. Company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, good morning and welcome. As the wind starts to roll in here, the clouds are blowing by and we've turned a different shade of gray. Yes, welcome to our October. Every Friday morning, we spend a little time talking about what's going on with District 61, and we welcome Dr. Paul Frigo to the program. Paul, a lot of things are going to be happening over the next couple of weeks. Next week, you're expected to make an announcement about what happens moving forward. Before we get to that, just talk to me about the process of what you guys have been doing to sort of get to the arrival to this conclusion.
Sure. Well, we have continued to meet with a large group of people from all facets of the organization to try to have all our protocols and plans down to the final details as far as what we would do if we came back to in-person learning in some form. We're getting really close on that. We're developing some metrics to monitor if we stay to some version of in-person or go back to virtual. And then the last but not least, we have started surveying our parents and asking them, if we came back to in-person, what choice would you make for your child? And so it's vital that our parents provide us that feedback through Skyward on the survey so we can plan accordingly.
How are you surveying them?
We're asking. We sent out information to them, asking them to get in Skyward and make it fill out whether or not they would choose to come back to in-person learning at various times throughout the year.
All right. And is there a digital divide there for a lot of parents? I mean, are you able to, I don't know what your ratio of people responding is, but are you getting to everyone?
Well, that's what I wanted to talk about. So far, we've only gotten 1,600 responses back. So we're working on re-reaching out and other means of obtaining this information because at this point, it's a very minimal response from our parents in regards to what their choices would be.
All right. And how many families make up the 8,700 kids in your district?
I would say, that's a good question, Brian. Of the 1,500 that we've gotten back for 1,500 kids, it represents 950 families.
Okay, so, I was just curious because you've got multiple kids and families, what the math was. All right, and so you're expected to announce what happens in the second half of the second quarter next week. When will that announcement be made?
Friday of next week, the 30th.
Okay, and how do you... I get that you want parents' input. I appreciate that. We filled out our thing and a couple of weeks ago, so we were one of the 1,600 respondents. But parents aren't medical experts, and they're not logistical experts. You know, ultimately, what's going to weigh in on this decision? I mean, how are you guys going to be, arriving at your decision based on the input from parents, the input on experts, the logistics? What carries the most weight?
All those things you mentioned. We're also monitoring IDPH has four metrics to monitor as far as school determination of community spread, and there's four different criteria they look at, and so we're monitoring those things as well. And those are the test positivity, the new cases per 100,000, total new cases, and youth case increase. So we'll be looking monitoring that data as well.
All right. Let me ask you about our conversation last week. Has there been any movement on these disciplinary procedures and what was being perceived, real or not, by these teachers who were involved? What kind of conversations have happened over the last week?
Those meetings have been held, and information's been gathered, and we are working on a plan moving forward to better have grades posted and clear communication. We're revamping the handbook in regards to grading to update it and make sure everybody's got the correct information moving forward. As far as the individual outcomes, Brian, I do not know the individual outcomes of each conversation.
All right, but, I remember talking early on about everyone having a little grace. I think that literally, the bureaucracy's got to have some grace, too.
I thought that point was well taken, Brian, that when you said that Friday, I think after I got off the air. And, yes, that's the message I carried forward on this situation.
Look, that's all we can expect of each other, right? This is going to be imperfect, for sure.
Right.
You've got to be able to correct course and pivot. That's the way our lives are working right now. I talked to our 16-year-old last night, just asked him, how's school going? He said, it's funny because he's 16 and his digital world has always been his life. He goes, the teachers are coming around. And he meant that in a very positive way. But, I mean, people are getting into a groove. Do you worry about messing up that groove? I realize there's kids that have a digital divide and a disconnect, and I am not discounting that. But are you worried about stop, start, as we've seen some other school districts that have gone back to in-class learning, meaning that, okay, everything's going great until it's not going great, and then we're going to be temporarily out for 2 weeks and then back and then out. How important is consistency?
That is very important. That's one of the factors when we talk about this. And the other piece is a model that allows us to progress through the curriculum. As we're looking at certain models, if we do A days, B days repeated throughout the week, it's going to limit our ability to progress through the curriculum. So we're looking at options that will allow us to continue progress, yet still serve all kids, whether they choose remote learning or virtual learning or in person. So as you really look at all the models and start to really get down to the details, it gets extremely complicated. You want to make the best choice for our kids, but also that our staff can lead and instruct in a productive fashion and not be overwhelmed as well.
Okay. And then how are the teachers and their representatives, are they involved in these conversations? Do they feel empowered and do they feel like they're at the table helping to make those decisions?
Yes, they are in those decisions. The last meeting was held at 11 o'clock yesterday. There were some conversations about models, but we're also meeting with them periodically during the week when issues arise, we have people not understanding what self-certification means and what the process involved in that. And our approach, as you mentioned earlier, is just try to have a sense of grace. Let's work together and figure out, because we're all learning about this and what all the different things involved. And the guidance changes periodically. They're talked about, it used to be 15 minutes together in one time. Now they're talking about 15 minutes total. It could be three different five-minute exposures. So how does that look, and how do you monitor that?
Yeah, and that's different than, like, most places, but it would certainly apply to schools. I know they're having a problem with that with prisons and other places where, a correctional guard might have a five-minute exposure to four different, prisoners. The same way, teachers coming in and out of classrooms, kids coming in and out of classrooms. It's very complex. There's no easy answer. I do not envy you in this decision-making process, but you'll be able to talk to us about this next Friday.
Yes, we should have something ready to roll next Friday. And that prison example that you mentioned, Brian, when you read that case, everybody's masked and doing the appropriate thing in that example. And when they traced it back, and it's still, the five-minute exposures over three, four different times, COVID was still transmitted. So, yes, more and more information becomes available. It gets more and more complicated.
All right, Paul, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week. We're looking forward to hearing what you guys come up with. Paul Frigo. Dr. Paul Frigo, the superintendent of District 61. One of the great things about this, there's a lot of tough conversations. I mean, and you're not going to make people happy. I mean, there are people who just want every kid back in class, right? There are people that went, oh, no way, want my kid. And then there's a lot of people in between. But what District 61 has that other school districts, I mean, they have 8,700 kids. And with those 8,700 kids comes four times the staff, four times, it's just a mathematical nightmare.
It's unbelievable. And it's not 8,700 small bubbles. I mean, there's so much shared experiences, so much shared resources and cross-pollination between different buildings. It is so complex. Public transportation.
Everything. All right, but there's also still a lot of great things that are going on. One of the great things we do on this DPS highlight every week, and thanks to the folks at Tate and Lyle, is we get to talk to people like Kathy Ganley, who joins us, who's heading up art teaching at Johns Hill Magnet School. Our guy had such a great experience at Johns Hill, and I'm so excited. I drive down Jasper just to sort of see the progress of what's going on with the build. But there is a special sort of culture in that building. Am I right?
Well, I would like to say so. Certainly we have a whole arts integration focus as a magnet school, and that brings an element to it. We have a strong, long-established English second language program with students representing about 20 different countries of origin. So there's just a tremendous amount of great, diverse energy when everyone is at the building, and certainly doing the best that everyone can to learn remotely.
Yeah, and it's great because it was like one of the oldest sort of bricks and mortar buildings, and now you got all this new construction underway. How are your art students working with BLDD? Tell me about this. It sounds cool.
Well, it's been really exciting. So the last couple of weeks, I've been teaching a whole unit on architecture. We've learned about Frank Lloyd Wright. We've learned about perspective and art elements, principles that go into it. And the lead designer at BLDD who designed the new Johns Hill building, Todd Cerulik, was gracious enough to accept my invitation. Come on into our Google Meet with my middle school art classes, spend a tremendous amount of time answering their questions, talking about the process of architecture, all of the art elements, colors, light, form, texture that goes into designing a building. Some of the students actually got to sit in on the focus group when we were in school last spring and got to see some of their ideas and him talk through how their input actually played into some of the decision making. So at the same time, I share my camera out the back south window and they're watching the that construction week to week. We also have a student in sixth grade who's doing an update week to week. Isabella Springer, she's doing a fantastic job, and she's creating a report, and all of the students are then seeing that shared as the building is going up.
That's pretty cool. And, you know, how tough is it right now to be a teacher?
You know, it is like having landed on Mars and having to recreate. I can't speak for everyone, but certainly in the art world, having to recreate our approach and really figure out, hopefully, innovative ideas to tap into engaging students, which is challenging for them to be staring at a screen and not feeling the energy that's in a room and the energy that a teacher, you know, shares with students when you're in person. That's, to me, the biggest challenge. Just, you know what it's like staring at Zoom meetings. It's when you're a child, especially, you want a regular schedule and you want some personal interaction and encouragement. So a lot of that is still being provided, and it is getting a little more routine. I liked your comment earlier with Dr. Frigo about is it risky to interrupt the flow, even though the flow is very strained right now. It is getting a little bit better, but there's certainly no replacement for being person to person.
Well, listen, keep up the great work. I know it's a tough job for all of you guys right now, and we appreciate it. Kathy Balamos Ganley, the art teacher at they do that great art show thing that they do with the Arts Council. You go look at the kids' work, and it's just amazing. Like in a world where we used to go to the art gallery.
Yeah, that's so cool. You know, there's something about being in a creative space that helps even people that don't think they're creative absorb it, be around it, and it brings out the best of all of us.
You know what the crazy thing is? As I was sitting here talking to Kathy, and she's great. I've known her for years. And I'm so happy Johns Hill is going to get this new building for whenever the kids get back, and they will, because there's a great culture inside that building. But it was one of the oldest buildings in the district. I mean, it you know, now you're going to have a great culture, like the dance and theater department at Millikan, right? You know, now you're going to have a structure that is worthy of the culture.
Yeah, you thought you had it nice. Wait till you get a load of this.
Yes. And the crazy thing is, this is really inside baseball, but I feel like you like the inside baseball a little bit. I was Googling Kathy to see if I could find an image to use for her podcast, and 5 pictures down in the Google search is a picture of you and Lindsay and Jen and Debbie Bogle from the Devon Amphitheater. What in the world is that about?
That's weird.
Huh? Not a clue.
That's super weird.
Man, the algorithms are strange.
Right.
All right. I'll tell you about a comment. I want to ask you. I'm going to read it to you, and then I'm going to get your response. Okay? And then I'm also going to tell you about what happened overnight with a Decatur police officer and just why this job is so dangerous and why this conversation only being one way in this country at times seems to ignore that. Right?
Mm-hmm.
We talk about end results of this or that. We don't talk about, every day they're going out on a shift. Every day. We'll get to that. Topper, Brink Otter Home Highlight, action-packed Friday coming up. Here's Nick Smith with your 3-day forecast.
Today there's going to be showers and thunderstorms likely. Early high of 68, chilly later. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 35. For Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 52. And Sunday, partly sunny with a high 52 and a chance of rain. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 68 degrees. And your WSOY time is 7:23.
First National Bank has been in Central Illinois for 90 years, proudly serving the communities of Pena, Assumption, Taylorville, Blue Mound, and now Decatur. FNB is known as the Quality Bank for the way they help all their customers with their personal and commercial banking needs. With FNB, you'll receive competitive rates, state-of-the-art mobile banking, fraud protection, and quality service. Visit fnbpena.com or visit any of their Central Illinois locations. First National Bank, the Quality Bank.
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
So many businesses have struggled and closed over the last 8 years, but especially this year with the effects of COVID-19. What's Representative Sue Shear's answer? Stay home and pass the unfair tax, which is strongly opposed by small business owners in Illinois. While businesses have struggled to survive in the last 8 months, Sue has not been working in Springfield, content to stay home and draw a paycheck. We need real leadership during these tough times, not a rubber stamp from Mike Madigan. Did you know our state budget is out of balance by over $8 billion this year? The unfair tax would raise an estimated $3 billion in revenue. Folks, we're still $5 billion short. But yet, State Representative Shearer thinks this is fiscally responsible. She actually voted for this budget. The math doesn't work. We need a leader, not a Mike Madigan rubber stamp. On November 3rd, vote for me, Charlie McGorry. I'll bring leadership for a change.
Paid for by friends of Charlie McGorry.
Listening to Byers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Got those silky tones of the Dan Calkins reading every disclaimer of almost every ad running.
Yeah, he's on there all the time.
Let me give you the comment. This is from a Jeffrey, M-A-N-N-L-E-I-N, Manline, Manline, I'm not sure. So last week we had the Illinois union, one of the state union reps who is the liaison for the Decatur Education Association, right?
Yep.
You remember this interview?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
So 6 days later, Jeffrey, who's like on it, Johnny on the spot, writes the following. Given what WCIS reported on this, unlike Brian trying to turn this into more teacher and principal bashing, then all these letters should be rescinded and all the teachers publicly apologized to, and some of the administration should be sent to training on standards-based grading. The WCIS report makes it very clear that some of the administration does not understand how it works and has been punishing staff for doing it properly like they were trained. Now, I would just like you from a third-party source to tell me what the hell he is talking about.
I don't understand it, honestly. I mean,
Did you listen to it?
Yeah, I'm sitting here for all of it.
No, I met him.
Oh, I don't think so. No.
This is why when I say to you, everybody's got a right to their opinion, but there's weight that gets put with opinion.
Yeah.
You just can't win. It's also why this kind of political stuff, I'm assuming, I'll find out, he is related to or is a teacher's assistant or something. I mean, there's some, you know, union thread through here. This is why they always shoot themselves in the foot. This is they hate Donald Trump, but their same style is me good, you bad. Right?
Mm-hmm.
What, did you listen to it? I don't need to listen to it. Me good, you bad.
Oh, yeah, we know what you're all about.
Me good, you bad. Right?
Right.
What's wrong with this country?
I don't need to read it.
I hope you're not in education because you don't display very much in the way of actually learning anything. We were happy to have the representative on. We've always invited the representative. Some have decided not to and then tell their membership that we did. I mean, you know, don't play games with this. You want to win the debate on the merits of the debate, have the merits of the debate. We clearly were not teacher bashing.
Yeah, I wouldn't be too fond of that.
But I mean, in that interview, there was nothing even remotely close to that.
No.
But thank you 7 days later weighing in on something you probably didn't even listen to.
No, you actually,
that's what passes for, you know, criticism in this country today.
You even actually added credence to the quality of the teachers you spoke of.
Oh, Nick, don't let those pesky facts get in the way. Be good, you bet. Last night, thankfully, a Decatur police officer is safe this morning, but at 1:08 a.m. turned into the 1100 block of East Leafland from Calhoun Street and ended up with a subject firing a bullet at the cop. The cop was not hit. They established a perimeter, ended up arresting four suspects, and those four suspects are in custody, and that officer's home safe with his family. But I want you to realize, because there is a narrative in this country, you good, you bad, that these folks are not in the danger that they're in every single day when they go out on that shift. Thankfully, this officer goes home. No shots were fired, by the way, by the police. Shots were fired at the police. It is still a big, bad, dangerous world out there. Thankfully, he's okay. Back with more after this.
This is Shiloh with your stories now. The Illinois Department of Children and Family Services says Illinois has increased the staff at the 24-hour child abuse hotline so that calls are answered sooner. For people who prefer to report child abuse online, DCFS has streamlined its reporting option on their website, which has made it more user-friendly. DCFS encourages children to report child abuse as well. One of the reasons that DCFS redesigned their website was so it was easier for children to use. Children are likely to know if one of their siblings or friends are being abused. The first option you get when you call the child abuse hotline is press 1 if you are a child. Their goal is to help make sure that children are safe and that families get help when they need it. Providing help for struggling families is an important part of keeping children safe. Today, there will be free drive-through flu shots at the Decatur Civic Center from 1 to 4 p.m. Make sure to wear a short-sleeve shirt. No appointment is needed, and it will be a first-come, first-served basis. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump holds two rallies in Florida today. Joe Biden gives a speech about his plans for fighting the coronavirus pandemic. During their second and final debate last night, the president accuses Biden of corruption.
He is the vice president of the United States, and his son, his brother, and his other brother are getting rich.
I have not taken a single penny from any country whatsoever, ever.
On the federal minimum wage,
people are making $6, $7, $8 an hour. These first responders, we all clap for as they come down the street because they've allowed us to make it. What's happening? They deserve a minimum wage of $15. Anything below that puts you below the poverty level.
It should be a state option. Look, I've lived in different places. I know different places. They're all different. Some places, $15 is not so bad.
America's listening to Fox News.
At Toyota, today's the day to score a great deal. That means today's the day to take a ride in your thrilling new Camry. Today's the day to scale new heights in your powerful new RAV4 hybrid. Today might even be the day to go as far as the road will take you with the epic range of your new Highlander hybrid. Today's the perfect day to tackle a new outdoor project in your tough new Tundra.
Today's the day to get $2,000 customer cash on a new 2020 Camry. Head into your local Toyota dealer today or visit Toyota.com for more details. Event ends November 2nd. Toyota, let's go places.
Cash back from Toyota Motor Sales USA, Inc. must be applied to the transaction. No cash payment will be made to consumer. Offer excludes hybrid bond. Does not include taxes, license, title registration fees, and dealer fees. Does not include college grad or military rebate. Offers vary by region. See dealer for details. Offer ends 11-220.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today, showers and thunderstorms are likely, and it's already its high of 68. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 35. For Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 52, and Sunday, partly sunny with a high of 52, but with a chance of rain. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 68 degrees, and your WSOY time is 7:33.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, good morning and welcome. Time now for Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, the Illini return to action tonight.
You know, the last time Illini football or basketball fans woke up to an Illini game day was March 8th. When Illinois played and defeated 18th-ranked Iowa at the State Farm Center in a basketball game. They were then preparing to play in the quarterfinals of the Big Ten tournament in Indianapolis when they pulled the plug on all team sports everywhere due to the coronavirus. And more than 220 days, we've been without a big Illini game to focus on until today, because the twice-delayed Big Ten football season kicks off tonight. in Madison, Wisconsin, when Illinois faces 14th-ranked Wisconsin at Camp Randall Stadium. That game kicks off at 7 o'clock. You can listen to it right here on WSOY. You can watch it over on the Big Ten Network. I mean, on paper, Brian, this should be Lovie Smith's best Illini football team. 25 seniors, an offensive line that includes four starters who have a combined 125 starts, a proven senior quarterback, a veteran group of linebackers and defensive backs, the best punter in the country, and a senior-tested field goal kicker. What they don't have is a proven defensive line, and that could account for, you know, the reason a lot of people think Wisconsin will have its way tonight. Wisconsin's ranked 14th in the country. As always, they will have a huge, intimidating offensive line. This year, instead of one stud running back, they have a trio of talented running backs. They are without their starting quarterback, but they will go with a redshirt freshman who's one of the highest-rated recruits the Badgers have had in a long time, kid with a big arm. And despite the absence of fans, they have the advantage of not traveling in this COVID-crazy world. I think all these teams, when they make their first road trip, are going to be a little bit on edge. I think they'll tread lightly. They're leaving that comfort of their own football facility. And so I think that'll make for maybe a little bit of an edgy feeling for them. It's just a welcome feeling, though, to wake up and know that a team you care about will play under the lights tonight with an opportunity to make a statement. Very little love and respect for the Illini nationally, even though they beat Wisconsin when they were undefeated last season, and even though Lovie produced his first bowl team last season, and despite the presence of those 25 seniors. So, you know, we'll see. Let's go. And just over 4 weeks to the start of Illini basketball. So we're finally getting back to something that feels a little bit normal. I'm just excited to see some of these newcomers, too. We have never gone into a season with knowing less about a team than we do about this team. We did not have the opportunity to see any training camp. We don't know what Lovie's got up his sleeve. We don't know how he's going to use people. It will look different. It will feel different, but it will be Big Ten football, and Illinois and Wisconsin play game one in the Big Ten's attempt to have each team play 9 games in 9 weeks. There will surely be some drama involved with that on its own. So 7 o'clock tonight, you can listen to it right here.
All right. On the other side of the break with Mark Tupper, we'll do a little NFL and the World Series. It's brought to you by Smith Tire, the only name you need for tires.
When you talk about tires, you're talking about numbers, tire size, speed rating, load index, air pressure. But there's really only one number you need to know for tires. That's 877-5051, the phone number for Smith Tire Company. Just tell us what kind of vehicle you drive, and we'll go over the numbers with you. When you have as much experience as we have at Smith Tire Company, we know what all the numbers mean. So see Smith Tire Company today at 2119 East Pershing Road, or call us at 877-5051. That's the only number you'll need to know for tires.
Back here with Mark Tupper. All right, Game 3 of the World Series.
Yeah, yes, indeed. It resumes tonight. The series between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Tampa Bay Rays is tied 1 game each. Tonight's game and all the World Series games are being played in Arlington, Texas. It starts at 7:08 over on Fox. The Dodgers will pitch Walker Buehler, while the Rays will go with Charlie Morton, a pair of right-handers, really good right-handers. Those are two good pitchers. They will also play Saturday night and Sunday night, and if necessary, they'll take off Monday and then play Tuesday and Wednesday. In the NFL, the Philadelphia Eagles rallied back with a late touchdown to overtake the New York Giants 22-21 last night. Both teams are in that dreadful NFC East division that going into last night was led by the 2-4 Dallas Cowboys. With this win, Philadelphia is now 2-4-1. I think that technically moves them to the top of the heap. They look like the team that's probably most likely to win this division. I don't know if that means they're the most competent or the least incompetent. But the league has shuffled the schedule a little bit this week due to some virus issues within the Las Vegas Raiders. The entire offensive line is being tested. They were scheduled to play on Sunday night against Tampa Bay, but because there's a risk of postponement, the league wanted to be certain that they would have a game on Sunday night, so they moved the Raiders out of the night slot and push them to a late Sunday afternoon position and flip the Seattle-Arizona game to the Sunday night spot. So that's the game you'll see Sunday night if you tune in, Seattle and Arizona. The Bears play in the Monday night football game, traveling to the West Coast to take on the Los Angeles Rams. The Bears are 5-1 with a very good defense and very good special teams and a really shaky offense that can't run the ball. I don't know what to think of the Rams. They are 4-2. That's a good record, but their four wins are all against that previously mentioned NFC East division. They beat Dallas, Philadelphia, the Giants, and Washington. All of the Bears games have been an adventure. I assume this one will be too. The Rams are favored by 6. That's Monday night. The game of the week in the NFL is certainly Pittsburgh at Tennessee. Both teams are 5-0. That's a noon game, and the winner will go to the top of all those weekly lists that rank the teams in the NFL.
All right, Mark, have a great weekend. Enjoy the Illini tonight, and we'll check in with you first thing Monday morning. I wanted to clarify something before we go to the break. I said there were four suspects in custody, and that officer, the officer was fired, shot at, not hit. There are four suspects being detained, and a search warrant has been obtained, and there is a search ongoing. Detained, not in custody. Let me clarify that. Once again, big, bad, dangerous world out there. And these officers go out every single day and put their lives on the line.
No question about that.
Thankfully, this worked out okay. All right, we get back. We've got the Brinkouter Home Highlight. Two guests today. We'll talk to Brian Campbell about technology and a little bit about their website and how they're using technology for their folks, whether it's the people who are selling their homes, the agents that are out there working for them. It's pretty amazing. And then we'll take a little trip to Dalton City and tell you about 8438 Goodwin Circle. You can check that out on Now Decatur's Facebook page if you want to win passes to the Avon. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
This fall, our choice for Congress is clear. Lobbyist Betsy Londrigan is a Mike Madigan crony. In Springfield, Londrigan lined her pockets with Madigan's dirty insider deals. Then she took nearly $300,000 of Madigan's dirty money to buy a seat in Congress. Londrigan even took campaign cash from lobbyists under federal investigation for corruption and a rape cover-up. A Madigan machine politician, Betsy Londrigan would make Washington worse. There's a better choice. Our Congressman Rodney Davis is getting results for us. Rodney is taking on the big insurance companies to protect everyone with a pre-existing condition. And he's holding the big drug companies accountable to lower our prescription drug costs. And when the pandemic hit, Rodney secured lifeline loans for small businesses, helping to save over 2 million Illinois jobs. Rodney Davis is on our side.
I'm Rodney Davis. I'm running for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Rodney for Congress.
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
Hear that? Sounds like sizzling bacon, right? Trust me, it looks like bacon too. Only it's not. It's Johnsonville Sausage Strips. Strips of sausage in amazing flavors like maple and chorizo. You're probably thinking, well, where do I get my hands on this meaty miracle? At the grocery store, by the bacon, even though it's sausage.
Whoa.
A new home can change the quality of your life. It's an investment in your family. A new home is a major financial commitment as well. And that's why we're committed to providing you with the best mortgage possible. Come see us for a mortgage you can live with. We're an equal housing lender.
Scott State Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Customer focused, community driven, committed to you since 1887.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, good morning and welcome. Each and every Friday, we check in with the great folks over at Brinkotter.com and Brinkotter Realtors. Ryan Campbell joins us. He's heading up the digital efforts. And Brinkotter's been light years ahead of everyone in this area for years and years. And they recently have surpassed 3 million page views this year and about 700,000 sessions logged for the year. Ryan, how do you guys keep score? I mean, what are the metrics you're looking at so you can best serve your customers?
Well, we look at the numbers. I mean, like you said, we've had 3 million page views this year, which is phenomenal. Just looking at the numbers year over year, that's over 1 million page views from where we're at from the same time period last year. So that's really exciting news. Like many companies, I mean, we're adapting to the change in times, and of course, part of that means how we conduct business, and we've always prided ourselves on being innovative and proactive, which has given us a lot of agility to adapt quickly. Now more than ever, I mean, as you guys probably know too, I mean, people are going online, and we're trying to meet our clients where they are, and I mean, it all starts with the website, and people are going there to start their hunt. Buyer demand right now is really strong. We're still one of our biggest challenges, of course, the low inventory. So now more than ever is a great time to list your home.
Yeah, it really is. And this acceleration of technology, in my opinion, meaning this pandemic is going to change some things forever. I mean, we may get back to something sort of normal in other areas. But I think the days of hundreds of people coming to an open house on Sundays, that's going to change and will change forever. People are going to use that website, you know, as your words, now more than ever, to narrow down the few houses they actually want to see in person.
Oh, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, our biggest goal, I mean, particularly when you choose a list with Brinkotter, you get the power of Brinkotter.com, and that just means more attention, more exposure, and a bigger impact. I love the interactive floor plans, the 3D virtual walkthroughs. We're also offering what we call like a virtual open house that allows an agent to give people a guided tour through a home. And then, of course, the HDR photography. It really allows people, I mean, like you said, they're honing in on their search. I mean, before where you may go out and look at 10 to 15 houses, you're really narrowing down that search. You're utilizing the 3D walkthroughs, taking the opportunity to actually thoroughly investigate a home, get all the information you want, and then pick maybe a couple. Okay, now we're ready to go look.
Absolutely.
I think people are just being more selective in general.
Yeah, and then, of course, you know, you've got so many agents, you know, across all kinds of demographics, and I'm sure people, like everyone else, you know, they're struggling to get to here, get to there, but it seems like all of your folks are embracing this.
Oh, yes. We've adapted. I mean, with especially like as people have moved on or people have moved through this period, I mean, we've been well placed to where, I mean, people have laptops, people work remotely. I mean, we've seen that migration. It's certainly been accelerated over the last 6 to 9 months. And fortunately, we have an excellent team who's poised and ready for all that. And yeah, it's changing times, and it's exciting times for real estate right now. I mean, the market is just keeps burning hot, and we're just trying to see it through the end of the year, and hopefully can connect people. There's a lot of people out there shopping right now looking for a home. We just need more homes on
all right,
the market.
Ryan, there's some national trends, too, that I think come right back home to this mm-hmm. area. We're going to talk to Christy about Dalton City. People are looking at moving out a little bit, right? They want a little more space. They want a little more. The good news is, you know, I watched somebody spend $360,000 on a 750-square-foot condo in Hawaii.
Right.
That same amount of money will get you a whole lot in Dalton City, Illinois. People are moving to sort of Wyoming. People are moving out of cities. Do you see sort of like this Dalton City kind of thing, more of that as people think, well, I'll take a 15-minute commute?
Well, I think, yeah, and then particularly I think with a lot of people having the ability to work more online,
yep.
that commute's not as big of an impact as it was before. And, I mean, yeah, your families are still growing, and, I mean, you take a look around, and, I mean, we all kind of, I think, lived in a bubble at one point, and that bubble has shrunk, and a lot of that, it consists of us being at home more and interacting with our families at home more. So, yeah, people take a look around, and it's like, we need more space. We want to take advantage of outdoor spaces. I know my family and I do. We had a cookout in the backyard a couple weekends ago, but, I mean, you just spend a lot more time at home, so how can you best utilize that time and take advantage? And a lot of cases, it means more space.
All right, Ryan. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend. We appreciate it. BrinkOtter.com. Christy will be with us on the other side. We'll tell you about what $397,500 will get you in Dalton City. Here's a hint. It's more than 750 square feet. Here's Nick Smith with your three-day forecast. Can you do it from the gymnasium all day?
I'll give it a
joke. There ought to be an echo.
Cut out that malarkey. Anyway, today showers and thunderstorms are likely with an early high of 68. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 35. For Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 52. And Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 52 and a chance of rain. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is at 66 degrees. And your WSOY time is 7:49. This look at your weather brought to you by Melissa Watson, Wells Fargo Financial Advisor. When life happens...
Life has a way of throwing unexpected events and new opportunities our way. When your life goals change with time or fluctuating market conditions throw your plan off course, Wells Fargo Advisors' investment planning process offers the flexibility to make the adjustments you need to help you live the life you want. When life happens, we can help. For more information, call me, Melissa Watson, Financial Advisor, at 420-4640.
Don't eat alone. Let's support local restaurants and the United Way by eating out as often as possible to support the 2020 United Way's Dine United. Every Wednesday in September and October, visit local restaurants for a socially distanced lunch or takeout. Let's give some love to these restaurants that have continually supported United Way of Decatur and Mid Illinois and now need our support. In Mount Zion, stop by Crawford's Pizza, Black Iron Coffee Company, and Salsa. In Decatur, visit the Beach House, Downtown Decatur Cafe, Coffee Connection, both Main Street and inside DMH locations, the Decatur Club, El Corral, Lincoln Lounge, Lock, Stock and Barrel, Papa Murphy's Pizza, Richland College's Cafe, Sloan's Calzones, Salsa, Taproot, and University Dogs. It's the 2020 United Way's Dine United campaign every Wednesday, all of September and October. Visit uwdecatur.org for more information. Thank you for dining united.
Hi, I'm Scott Reeder. I have 20 years experience as a prosecutor and 15 years as a public defender. Local elections are important now more than ever because we don't always have control over what might come out of Springfield or Chicago. As your state's attorney, I will have the ability to use common sense in the application of the law. Our community's safety, well-being, and economic prosperity are my concern. As state's attorney, I will protect all the citizens of Macon County. Please vote for me, Scott Reeder, on November 3rd.
Paid for by friends of Scott Reeder.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, good morning and welcome. We welcome back to the program Christy Tindall with Team Fritchie. They've got a house in Dalton City you need to take a look at. Christy, how are you this morning?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. It's very kind of you. Dalton City, I tell you what, this is a lot of house and a lot of land and a lot of bang for your buck. Give me the highlights.
Okay, so we have four bedrooms, three and a half baths. You know, you were talking about that little, the deal out in Hawaii that is 750 square feet. This house has 5,075 square feet. So there is room to grow and roam and do whatever you need to at this property, not only inside but outside as well, because we're on almost 1.25 acres on a big corner lot in Dalton City. Basically, you also have a 3.5-car garage that's attached and another 2-car garage that's detached on the property.
That's insane. This is the same price point as the condo in Maui, and you're not. They got 750 square feet on a second floor with no grass. This 397,500 gets you 4-bed, 3.5-bath, 5,000 square feet, 1.23 acres, and 5 cars worth of garage.
Yep. There you go.
That's absolutely amazing. Talk to me about a little bit about the 5,000 square feet in the inside.
Okay. As you enter the property, there's this beautiful living room with a gas fireplace that has a cathedral ceiling that opens up to a formal dining room. This family had used that as an office, but you could easily use it as a dining room. In the kitchen, there is an island bar. It's beautiful, and it's tiered, so you can have like a breakfast bar or what we now call like the homework bar in the kitchen, for when you got to be working there with the kids or whoever. There are 4 bedrooms on the main level of the property. And then the master also has cathedral ceilings. You've got this walk-in closet that I think is a little bigger than my first bedroom as a kid. I'm pretty sure. There's a separate shower and a big soaker tub. I don't know. I'm really into that. Not everybody is. I get it. Fantastic one-of-a-kind basement, stained concrete floor, a big rec room. You've got movie night space. There's a pool table, plenty of space for shooting pool, and a second kitchen downstairs. It's got this really cool, sleek, industrial vibe with the exposed beams. There's a raised wood floor with a wet bar in that second kitchen, and there's plenty of flex room downstairs, an exercise room, and the third bath that's downstairs as well.
That's pretty amazing. You can go to brinkouter.com. You can also go to the Nauticator Facebook page, 8438 Goodwin Circle. It is Mount Zion School District, correct?
Correct, yes.
All right, so technically in Dalton City, but Mount Zion Schools. What's the best way for folks to get a hold of Team Fritchie if they want to? Clearly, they can go check out the Matterport and all the different pictures and descriptions, but if they want to see this in person, how's the best way to contact you guys?
You can contact me at 855-1085, or you can contact Kevin at 620-5874, or you can go ahead and texting is fine as well. You know, go ahead and start that out if you want, just to get a little feel for everything. Give us an email shout out. That'd be great. But we really would love for you to check out stuff on the website, get the feel of the property, and then give us a call if you'd like to go out and see it. Or if you're already working with an agent, make sure that you contact them to see the property. We don't want to infringe on anybody's agency relationship, but we would love to get you into this house and give you some indoor and outdoor space to enjoy this fall.
Yep, built for the future. All right, Christy, great weekend, and we will talk to you soon. This is a beautiful place.
I don't know what's going on in Dalton City, but that's like three out of the last five that have been out there.
I'm telling you, have you seen what's happening in like Wyoming, and have you seen what's happening like in Maine, like where you're in the Northeast, mm-hmm. where people saying, yeah, big city, not so much.
Right, and that's what we're seeing here week after week. A lot of room you can have there. Square footage, but that basement just seems to go on forever. That's the thing that jumped out at me.
That's a recreational basement right there.
Right.
All right. Angela will be with us next hour. Nick and I'll have some time to ruminate over all that's happened this week. I got a really especially obnoxious piece of direct mail from Roddy Davis's campaign yesterday. You know,
I saw that and I didn't even look at it. I got that exact one yesterday. And it's for Rodney?
Well, it's anti-Betsy, I know that.
I saw it and I was like, I'm not even going to read it.
Paid for by the Illinois Republican Party. But it's an anti, but the obnoxious part of it is the size.
Right. That's why I didn't even give it a second look.
All right. That's interesting. So tell me about the psychological dynamics of this.
Because you're not going to, bigger is not always better. And it has some like grayed out Photoshop of something on the front. I think I saw
dollar bills and maybe what looks like a face.
Yeah.
This looks to me like something that would be advertising The Purge or like one of those.
Anti-smoking, like this, you could get death if you smoke one cigarette a minute. You know, that's what I thought I was looking at. I'm like, I don't care. Nobody, I'm not afraid of whatever anybody's sending me. Like
now,
that.
I want to be very clear with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to vote for Rodney Davis.
Because of that?
No. Despite this.
Okay.
This is what I hate, though.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what it says. Betsy Landrigan didn't see anything. That's the face with like the $100 bill wrapped over the eyes.
Okay.
Betsy Landrigan didn't say anything, even when Mike Madigan's political organization was involved in a rape cover-up in Champaign. Come on.
That's where we're at.
I mean, come on. We're better than this.
My intuition was good. I didn't need to read that.
No. Every vibe you got off this thing was intentional. And we got to quit playing into people's fears and the negativity of the... It's just... This was... Now, Rodney would go, I didn't have anything to do with it. All right. Okay. It's your race. I don't know how you get up and don't feel sleazy about this. I'd feel sleazy about just the size of it. It's obnoxious.
It's ridiculous.
It's really obnoxious. All right, we've got to take a break for top of the hour stories and news. And by the way, I don't know where you would take your playbook from the Illinois Republican Party. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiloh with your stories now. The Illinois Department of Public Health announced 4,942 newly confirmed cases of coronavirus disease in Illinois, including 44 additional confirmed deaths. Macon County officials reported 60 newly confirmed cases, bringing the total number of cases in Macon County to 2,806. Currently, IDPH is reporting a total of 360,159 cases, including 9,387 deaths in 102 counties in Illinois. On Saturday, October 24th, the DEA is holding its 19th National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day at locations across the country. The DEA has sponsored spring and fall campaigns that provide a safe, convenient, and responsible means to dispose of prescription drugs and also to educate the public about the potential for abuse of medications.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.